Mention mutton and most Australian foodies would probably turn their noses up, but maybe not for much longer. Farmers think they're on the cusp of a new culinary trend that could double the price of mutton for farmers and boost the menu range of top restaurants. Mutton's tough texture and gamey taste has always been far less popular in Australia than lamb, which is why most of it gets exported. But researchers are finding that dry aging it could change that, and chefs in search of uniquely Australian cuisine are hungry to give it a go. Marty McCarthy reports.
So it's bubbling nicely. It's not going too golden brown, too dark, too quick.
This is when the saying, mutton dressed as lamb, gets literal.
We're making the mutton piccata. So we've used the silver side and we've sliced it thinly, about 2 or 3 mil, lightly crumbed it, a little bit of parmesan, some parsley and some lemon. And then we're just shallow frying it.
Dale Lyman is a chef at Melbourne Cooking School, the William Anglis Institute. And he's trying to dress up dry-aged mutton.
Okay, so we need to make sure this is nice and hot.
It's a process used already for beef, but a handful of producers in Australia are using the technique to improve the taste of mutton, which has long fallen out of favour with Australian palates.
When we first saw the mutton, we didn't quite know what to do with, but after a lot of trial, we've come up with some really good dishes and we've really learnt a lot about the animal and how the best way to cook it.
He's also serving it in sliders and Vietnamese soup.
It's just a fantastic opportunity to keep trying all these different things.
A group of food experts from the University of Melbourne are looking at whether there's demand for it in Australia. The university's enterprise director, Hollis Ashman, is one of them.
It's that complex, rich, buttery flavour, and those butter notes are ones that are incredibly craveable. And so it almost becomes almost like chocolate. And so think of it almost as the chocolate of meats.
Dry aging involves the drying and dehydration of meat in a controlled environment for a number of weeks or months to draw out more flavours.
Crust grows on the outside of the meat, and the inside of the meat becomes very tender, very juicy, and the flavours and all the enzymes concentrate, and it tastes really good.
In recent years, a handful of farmers in Western Australia have been pioneering the industry. Robin Jacobs from WA's Department of Primary Industry says making it commercial will be good for foodies and farmers alike.
Well, traditionally, wet-aged mutton goes for quite a low price, so it's a low-value product that's often about half the price of lamb. So the idea of this product is that we try to get the value up to a similar value to what lamb is. So, you know, potentially we could double the value of meat that comes from older animals.
Robin Jacobs from the West Australian Department of Primary Industry and Regional Development. Marty McCarthy with that report.